It's here and now at the DNC in Philly. Tonight, Hillary Clinton formally accepts her party's nomination, another step in a political career launched in the campaign she won, becoming president of the class of 1969 at Wellesley. And with her then and now, Suzanne Solomon. They were dorm suite mates for 3 years. Suzanne is here as a guest of Hillary's and is wearing two big buttons. Suzanne, a lot of women are wearing the another Wellesley woman for Hillary, but you have the coveted one that says Hillary's Wellesley class. How many women are wearing that?
About 8 or 9.
Really?
And, yes.
And what does that say to you? What does that mean to you, that button?
It flashes pride and support and commitment to a wonderful person and a fabulous human being whom I've known all these years.
Well, and someone you and other women at Wellesley got to see evolve. She was famously a Republican Goldwater supporter, a Republican for Goldwater in 68-69, president of the Young Republicans when she was at Wellesley.
But that was earlier on.
Obviously there was change. Did you watch that evolution?
Yes, of course, because we lived 10 feet from each other for 3 years. Yes, she became increasingly interested in more liberal issues and social causes and became more and more committed to civil rights and social good as we went along.
Well, and remind us why. This is a tumultuous time period, and she has said she grew up in a moderately well-off suburb. Her dad was a Republican. She said she never saw any black people unless they worked for her dad or in her home. But yet, as everyone was watching on the television screens as what was happening.
There were riots in the street. There were sit-ins, and this was the era of Martin Luther King. Tremendous activity in the civil rights movement. It was the Vietnam War era when many of our contemporaries were protesting the war.
And serving.
Yes.
And this is the era of the draft. And you mentioned Martin Luther King. Karen Williamson, who is, you're smiling, one of your fellow Wellesley students, was one of the, I think, 4 or 5 black students at Wellesley at the time. And she told the New Yorker that when King was assassinated, Hillary Clinton was the only one who called her to offer, you know, sympathy.
That doesn't surprise me. Hillary is a person of tremendous sympathy and empathy. Many people think of her as cold and remote, but she's anything but that. She's a very loyal friend. She's very compassionate. She's there for the people she cares about. And it's unfortunate that she's developed a reputation for not being that way. She's remained a very loyal, good friend to those of us who were close to her then and still are now.
Well, I have to say it's astonishing to see the parade of people who talk about having met her decades ago and she still keeps in touch. I don't know how she managed to also be Secretary of State and keep in touch with, you know, a senator and keep in touch with the people that she has. But, you know, you say that the reputation that she has for being aloof doesn't match your reality, but it is a reality for so many people. Why do you think it is that Hillary Clinton does come across as somewhat aloof when she's speaking publicly?
That's a good question. I'm not sure. Maybe she's more effective one-on-one. I mean, I've seen so many examples of her being there for people. When Bill was in the White House, for example, there was a lot going on with various personal issues of his. And
you're talking about the Monica Lewinsky scandal.
Yes, okay. And the other scandals. And Hillary, most of the time, appeared by his side in the Rose Garden, and one day she was not there. And the press were speculating why she wasn't there. And the reason she wasn't there is because her Wellesley roommate was in the hospital in Boston having some major surgery, and she flew up to Boston to be with Johanna because Johanna was a really close personal friend of hers, and she wanted to be with her.
Huh. And of course, she did not advertise that.
Of course not. Yeah. Nobody knew except those of us who were in her little circle.
Tell us more about how you think Wellesley formed her, or she even formed Wellesley. I mean, Madeleine Albright, you know, on stage the other night, said she and Hillary have some things in common, including being Secretary of State, and also went to Wellesley. And so she said she knows where she got her study habits. Tell us about her reputation as a student.
Oh, she was a superb student. Not only was she president of the student body, which people know, but she was an outstanding political science major, very close to her advisor there, Alan Schechter, who was a marvelous professor of political science. Wellesley women like to have fun, but for the most part,
They're very studious,
very diligent, very conscientious.
She was president of everything, but you could also get the sense that there was a moment where she was definitely moving away from that good, perfect student, and that was at your commencement speech.
Yes.
She was the very first student commencement speaker at Wellesley in 69, and right before her, the invited speaker, Republican Senator Edward Brooke from Massachusetts, spoke, and by some accounts was kind of dismissive of the young women in front of him, and she got up and diverted from her text. Let's listen to just a little bit.
We've had lots of empathy, we've had lots of sympathy, but we feel that for too long, our leaders have viewed politics as the art of the possible. And the challenge now is to practice politics as the art of making what appears to be impossible possible.
Do you remember that?
Of course. I was there among all of us who stood up and cheered for her.
For 7 minutes?
Yes, for 7 minutes.
Because why? Yeah.
She spoke for us. He spoke to us and at us, but not for us. And she voiced many of our feelings about and frustrations about the state of the world at that time. She was a hugely powerful speaker right then and there.
Well, and I'm not even going to ask you, Suzanne, if you ever thought she'd be president, because we understand that there was a sheet of paper on one of the dorms during the last week of your senior year. People wrote down predictions for what would happen, and it was predicted on that sheet of paper that Hillary Clinton would be the first female president of the United States. You're not there yet, but you guys are not surprised.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Suzanne Solomon, Wellesley class of 1969. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Wow. Hearing Hillary Clinton take on a senator in 1969, that was something.